Black bears weigh between 200 and 500 pounds. Brown bears weigh between 300 and over 1,000 pounds. Black bears run away from you. Brown bears run at you. When attacked by a bear, simply lie still on the ground and cover your face and head with your hands. When the bear is finished batting you around and mauling you, contact the U.S. Forest Service.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the One It's All podcast. I am your 6'8" host, way too tall host, Jake Heffelfinger. Welcome to my podcast. I appreciate everybody out there for listening. Your ears go a long way towards my heart. No, seriously though, thank you everybody for tuning in. Don't forget to go follow, like, comment, subscribe wherever you get your podcast, whether that's Apple, Spotify, anywhere, Google, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, One It's All on Instagram, oneitsall.buzzsprout.com. If you want to email the show directly, please, please, please email oneitsallpodcast@gmail.com. Once again, that's oneitsallpod. Oh, Jake, you need to open up that bottle. I do. oneitsallpodcast@gmail.com. Go comment, like, subscribe. And if you want to be on this show, please do not hesitate to reach out for me. I would love to have you on. If you got something to say, I want to hear it. Everybody wants to hear it. Hit me up, oneitsall on Instagram, oneitsall.buzzsprout.com, oneitsallpodcast@gmail.com. Hit me up. We can make an episode happen. Let me know. So how's everybody doing? Just wanted to check in. It's been a minute since I talked to you on a solo tip. Yes, it's just me today, so I apologize about that. I'm sitting here with my good friend. We got a Kinnick whiskey. Kinnick whiskey. I have it on the video right now. Kinnick whiskey. This is a gift from my neighbors for doing some help around the neighborhood. This is the winner of the Best American Blended Whiskey at the World Whiskey Awards in London 2013. Now, my dear friends are from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and this is brewed in or blended, distilled, and bottled in the Great Lakes Distillery of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I have never had this. I plan on drinking a lot with them. Kinnick Whiskey. Going to give this a try on the podcast here. You know, I appreciate it. This is what we got to do. We got to pour a little cheers, too, because not all news is good news. So, just recently announced that legendary NBA Boston Celtic Bill Russell has passed at the dear age of 88, 11-time NBA champion. So, I wanted to do a moment of silence, take a sip for him. I mean, you're talking in terms of legendary, 11 titles. Come on, man. Nobody's even getting close to that anymore. I think, if I'm not mistaken, too, he was... Hold on. Bill Russell. Legend. Forever. Boston Celtics. Hold on. Bill Russell. 11-time NBA champion, 88 years old. 6'10" for everybody wondering about that. So in terms of getting to winning 11 rings, that's unheard of, especially in this day and age. So rest in peace, Bill Russell. We'll take a 5 minute of silence, 5 seconds of silence to honor the great Boston Celtic, Bill Russell. RIP, man. Legend. If you young NBA heads don't know about Bill Russell, sadly, death kind of makes you aware of people more. So go read up on him. Bill Russell, legendary. RIP. We also have to say another RIP to an American or just a dessert staple. The Choco Taco is no more. The Choco Taco has been discontinued by Klondike. Is this a Mexican pizza by Taco Bell type of trick where They discontinue it just to bring it back. Potheads everywhere, Floridians everywhere, people living on the beach or in hot climates everywhere. The Choco Taco was a staple, especially when you got that nice chewy Choco Taco. I never liked the too crunchy one. Look, we're going to put this just like that. Kinkinnick Whiskey, Milwaukee's finest. Yeah, so the Choco Taco is no more. I wonder why they did it. I wonder if sales were just down like that. That's good. That's good. I like it. Milwaukee, y'all do it. That's a good whiskey. Why did the Choco Taco get discontinued? Were you a fan of the Choco Taco? What other desserts do you prefer? Are you an ice cream sandwich person? Choco Taco, hit me up on the podcast, One It's All, oneitsall.buzzsprout.com. Let me know. So Bill Russell and Choco Taco, I just wanted to take a few seconds out of the day to honor two fallen staples. Bill Russell just kind of came out of nowhere. I'm just so sick of talking about death and everybody coming and going. Every day is just something new. And that broke right before I was about to record, so I was kind of bummed out about that one. My motivational quote that I wanted to go with today, I know I'm all over the place. This one is about the grind. What do you consider a grind? Getting up every day, just getting through, grinding day in and day out. I think of it as you gotta truly get to a grind, you gotta love the process, I think. You gotta love what you do. Or at least love parts of it. Because if you don't love anything about it, you're just dreading it, it's not gonna last. There's a quote by Cal Ripken Jr., legendary Hall of Famer, Iron Man Cal Ripken Jr., the Baltimore Orioles. When you're in the day-to-day grind, it just seems like it's another step along the way. But I find joy in the actual process, the journey, the work. It's not the end. It's not the end event. What he means by that is so many people get focused on the end game. Oh, I need to do this to execute that, which is fine. It gives you a goal to work towards. But I feel like that end result will be even better if you genuinely have love for the game and kind of work step by step, grind it out. And if you actually love it, Kobe Bryant loved it. Tim Duncan loved it. They all talk about the process, falling in love with the grind every day, enjoying getting up and going to the gym, enjoying being able to do things, enjoying being able to have that privilege to be a pro athlete, especially. So I feel like when you fall in love with the process, everything just kind of works out better. And the end results usually always show from that. So you got to fall in love with that. And that's what I take. And so many, especially nowadays, I feel like everything's so twisted and confusing, and it's the worst time of year for TV. Don't watch TV right now. Do not watch cable news right now, because it is election season. And if there's any other time that's awful to watch TV, it's election season. It's all these old people talking about how awful all these other old people are, and just to win votes and just get elections. So if you have apps, use them, pay for them so that you don't get these paid advertisements, because they are everywhere. I don't care who you vote for. Republican, Democrat, independent, whatever. Just vote for what you truly believe in. Don't listen to... I wish there was a better method to it than just sitting there talking bad about each other. Like, this person's not doing this. This person's not doing that. This person's not... Why can't it just be based on what you can do? I can do this. I swear to you, before this camera today, that I will lower taxes 2% and actually do it. What a fucking concept. Whoops. I just wish there was a better way. I wish there was a better way instead of dogging people, because that breeds everything that we're seeing right now. It's pure hatred. Sometimes I think we forget that we all live in the same country. All people want peace. Everybody wants to get along. But you let politics divide you. It's crazy to me. It's only going to get worse over the next few months, too. It's only going to get worse. You got the wacky Republicans, the wacky Democrats. Everybody's crazy on both sides. And then it just pits everybody against each other. So try to avoid the commercials if you can. It's neither. Just drink more, play video games, watch apps, or go out and do things, you know? That's what I would encourage. Because those commercials are just the worst. They're just the worst. blah, 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 voted for this and blah, blah. People change. Don't that, like, if there's one thing that Twitter's taught us is that people opinion and things change, because there's some things they commented on way back when. And now, like, those comments are bigoted, racist. So this shows the progress in society. Whether it's good or bad, I don't know. A lot of it feels bad. Like the stuff that everybody's making a fuss of about TikTok, right? So how do you guys feel, all you people that have TikTok, and that's included in this podcast? Believe me, I was reluctant. How do you feel about China having all your information? Like everything, and they just admitted it. How do you feel about that? Does that make you feel good? Do you not have a long porn search history or a long history of looking up some weird shit and expect to run for office, because they will pull it? They have access to everything, even all your other computers and everything. So just be ready for that. That's coming, you know? You know? Yeah. So when they were reading, on the Joe Rogan podcast, when they were reading the actual policy agreements that you're saying, it's saying we can access all your devices in the surrounding area. We can access all this. And we just sign up for it. They have everything. What they're going to use it for, who the fuck knows? But I can't imagine it's for anything good for us. Anything good for us. They like to spin that China's evil, that they're definitely communist. And if people want to live communist, so be it, but just don't do it here. Everybody always thinks the grass is greener and different. And that's what they want you to believe. But that's neither here nor there. Football season is almost here. A few more weeks. Hall of Fame games in what? About another week and a half. So get ready, people. Fantasy football drafts are starting. And welcome to Tampa Bay, Mr. Quinteris Lopez Jones Jr., a.k.a. Julio Jones, standing in at 6'3". Now, he's not as fast as Antonio Brown, but he's another weapon from Mr. Thomas Edward Patrick Brady Jr. And I'm tend to believe that he's going to have more targets than people think. He was good in with the Titans when he needed to be. They just didn't have a huge pass arsenal. He didn't play the whole year, but if we can just get him for 10 or 11 games, I think that's all we need to have him healthy for the playoffs. But welcome to Tampa, sir. Julio, you could have been anywhere in the world, or Packers, Colts, but you chose Thomas. Thomas chose you. Please make it happen. Please, and get that hamstring under control. Welcome. You're saying all the right things. You seem to be a good teammate. Welcome to Tampa. We'll have plenty of more NFL talk as the weeks go on. We'll be doing predictions. I'll have special people on here. We'll be talking football season. It's going to be great, people. It's going to be great. Sundays will have a meaning again. Can't wait for that. So it's back to school season again. And if you've been to Target, Walmart, or anywhere that has like pencils and paper and back to school equipment, you're going to be waiting in line for quite a little bit. And I don't know how I feel about that. It's brutal. Like, order everything online. You don't have to wait in line. I went to Target the other day just to grab a freaking card, and the line was through. Why don't you have registers open? Why is it only two registers? Jesus. To all the kids out there, summer went by a lot quicker than you thought, huh? It's time to get back to it. Yeah, it's time to go. Time to go. Public and private school at its finest. Good luck this year, kids. Way to carry on the torch. Good luck this year. Hopefully you guys can stay in school the whole year this year. I don't know where I was going with that. So sad news, and I wanted to take a second to talk about this because this kind of goes into the motivation and kind of doing the grind in that. Just remember that life is tough on everybody. And this past week, John Michie, the second round pick in the draft out of Alabama who got hurt. No, he didn't get hurt. It was Williams that got hurt. So he star receiver for Alabama, right? Gets drafted by the Texans in the second round. They traded up 20 some odd picks to pick this kid. Real electric. Then could be a star wide receiver. Imagine grinding for as a kid, getting. You get to the NFL. Get drafted. Big draft day exposure. Got traded up. Got picked. In essence, to head the team. And then you get diagnosed with leukemia. I just want to say a special shout out from this podcast. John Michie, keep fighting, man. Keep grinding one day at a time, my man. Like, you got held a shit card or dealt a shit card. And I'm riding with you, man. I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for you to come out of this and have a 1,000-yard season. Even if you come back and only have a 500-yard season, that does not dictate the fight that you are about to overcome, my friend. And overcome it, you shout. So I say cheers to you, sir. You're not alone in this. We will be thinking of, we will be rooting for you, John Michi, Alabama wide receiver, now drafted of the Houston Texans. I mean, think about that, man. You grind from a young kid, you're playing football, to get to that level. You're defying odds. You get drafted, traded up, just to get diagnosed with cancer or leukemia. Just don't take shit for granted, people. Do not take anything for granted. Live your life, have fun. And that's why it's even more important for me to highlight this right now. I feel like I got to say this to you guys, because with election season coming up and then the next one coming up, this is how we divide. And the last thing we want is any kind of civil war bullshit. When they start talking like that, I'm like, come on, man. But the fact that we're even entertaining it as people is alarming. There's things going on in this world that are bigger than just politics and sideways shit and untrustworthiness and shady dealings and all this kind of stuff. Just remember that we're all people and things happen to everybody, even to anybody. I mean, anything could happen to anybody on any given day. And I sometimes it takes situations like this for somebody to go through something, to use it as a way to remind people. And that's what I want to do for a minute. Just remind you that every day you might think life sucks, but I mean, try to find joy in every day, because you never know. I bet you when he got drafted by the Texans, he wasn't assuming that by the end of training camp, he was going to have a leukemia diagnosis. I'm just saying, you just don't know. You could wake up tomorrow and get into a car accident. You could wake up tomorrow and all of a sudden, like, the left side of your face goes numb. Like, you just don't know. Especially with these COVID shots. I'm just saying, don't take anything for granted. Enjoy life. Enjoy. There's plenty to be thankful for. There's never a shortage of, you can focus on the negative if you want, but that's only going to bring you stress, anxiety. Take the time and focus on the positive things. So much negativity, and it's so easy to just dive into that, stir it around. People eat that shit up like Captain Crunch. When you find yourself getting into that, right, just take a second and be like, God, is this a positive or a negative thing that I'm saying? Because I'm telling you, the more positive energy you put in your path, the better things will be. Your stress levels will go down. You'll be in more control of things. Stress takes over. It's the silent killer. You know, they have silent farts. Stress is the silent farts. I don't know where I was going with that, but it's the silent killer. I know I tend to take things for granted. I tend to go through, you ever have just a bunch of days go by and you're like, damn, what did I get out of that? It's not every day's fully productive, and I got to remind myself. So that's why I feel the need to always talk about this, because I'm going through it too. It's hard to stay focused sometimes. It's hard not to get wrapped up in the negative energy. It's hard to stay positive when you've had a shit day or something goes wrong or you got to pay an extra chunk of money that you didn't think you had to pay for. It's hard to work for yourself. It's hard. Keeping that mindset is everything. And it's not about all money at the end of the day. Sometimes it's just about the lesson, what you learn, the grind, learning from it. You notice how I keep this grind thing today? Because I've been thinking about that before I jumped on the microphone. The grind is going to be the main push here. Just got to keep pushing, man. You got to keep pushing no matter what. There's always a bounce back from that. There's always a way to overcome that. It's never the end of the world until you stop breathing. And as long as you're breathing, you never know. Now, I want to also switch up here for a second and talk about, you know, I haven't been able to watch a lot of TV lately. So I want to pump up a show that's got me hook, line, and sinker right now. And I'm not going to ruin it with any spoilers. I'm just going to endorse it because I'm 6 episodes in. I don't know how many is in the season, but I am absolutely hooked. With my schedule, it's hard to sit down and actually watch episodes of TV, but this one, hour by hour, has got me more hooked. And that show is what I feel like most of the time, called The Old Man. Sorry, Jeff Bridges and John Lithgow. Two of the oldest star-studded actors that I can think of. Now, this show is deep. It's got spy, it's got action, it's got everything. The story is awesome. Each episode keeps you guessing. And I just wanted to take a minute to say how much I enjoy the show. And if there's anything we learned about people, is that we love to talk about what we like. And I like The Old Man. So it's on FX. You can find it on Hulu as well. And I just wanted to say how much I enjoy the show. I mean, Jeff Bridges is a badass. He's got the perfect beard. This guy, I don't even know how old he is in real life. Let's look it up real quick. I know what you're thinking. How tall is Jeff Bridges, Jake? Well, he is exactly... He's not even the number one Jeff that comes up. Isn't that bullshit? I feel like Jeff Bridges, he's 72 years old. Killing it. I wonder if it says how tall he is. He's born in 49. Jeff Bridges' height is, drumroll please, 6'1". But the old man is good. And Jeff Bridges is the man, dude. I don't give a shit. I don't care if you call him Man Crush. Jeff Bridges, cheers to you, sir. The old man, FX, Hulu. I got to say, man, this whiskey is good. Thank you to Ben and Nicole. It's always good to get some neighborly love. I wanted to pump the bottle. I like the way it looks. A little Wisconsin whiskey. So if you've ever had it, hit me up. Want It All on Instagram. WantItAll.Buzzsprout.com. Let me know what's going on with you guys, right? So I got a lot of guests coming up. Fall season coming around the corner. Again, thank you to everybody that's taken the time to loan your ears out to me. I truly, 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 truly appreciate it. And, you know, I'm just grateful that you've taken the time to listen to my show. I try to be random. I try to do what I want. So I appreciate it, you know? And get ready, because it's going to be a fun football season. Fun, fun, fun. Julio Jones, we'll have a lot of news. And, you know, oh, one last thing. I want to make fun of a little bit. I want to make fun of a certain singer who... So, if everybody who doesn't know who Pat Benatar is, Pat Benatar, hit me with your best shot. Fire away. So, I saw something, and sometimes with celebrities, it drives me nuts because... I feel like they try to do things. By the way, Pat Benatar is a solid 5 foot tall. 5 foot. That's it. I bet you didn't know Pat Benatar was that short. Pat Benatar, 5 foot tall. So I get it. The gun violence, celebrities, you feel like you got to do something to keep your name in the news. It never feels genuine because they never really help. If you wanted to help, right, having a public eye like that, donate money, raise a cause. Her way to protest against shootings was to rob people, probably one of the only reasons they go to see her. So you're robbing instead of shooting. I digress. She said, I'm not performing, hit me with your best shot, in protest of the shootings. It's just another one of those empty gestures by famous people that it's kind of funny to me. You're not going to perform a song. It's not even called like shoot 'em up, pal. It's called hit me with your best shot. Classic song, not going to say it's not. Anytime the song comes on, it gives me vibes. I doubt whoever's thinking about doing the next horrific thing, right? Because you know some idiots out there, some lunatic. And by all, any of y'all out there, if you happen to be listening to this and you're thinking of that, go fuck yourself, because I got no respect for you. You need to get help. You need Jesus. I doubt they're sitting in their room going, damn. Pat Benatar's not going to perform Hit Me With Your Best Shot because I'm going to do that. I'm going to go, whatever. Do you really think that's going to stop anybody? Jesus. I mean, I get it. And it's got to, it now puts you in the news and it keeps, you know, I get it. It's just funny to me. I'm like, really? Is that going to stop? I mean, what are you going to do? You're just hurting yourself. Donate some money to the school. Help out. Go to the school. Go raise awareness. Go do all that. Don't not perform a song. Who gives a flying fuck? I don't hate you as a person, Pat Benatar, 5 footer. I'm just saying. I am just saying. Think of a better way to donate. It was like when the COVID, there was a COVID video that came out. There in the middle of that, it was like all these rich, famous people and their lavish things going, stand together, we will fight, or and all this kind of stuff. And we're whatever, and it was just the most ridiculous looking thing, and eventually they even came out and were like, yeah, that was pretty bad. If you want to make real change, you gotta go out and do the work, or at least donate, do something. I mean, it's kind of, I don't know, I don't mean to sound negative, because negative energy is not what I like to do. Again, if you want to be on the show, if you want to come on, hit me up. I can come to you, or you can come over to my ever developing studio here in Nashville, Tennessee. We could get it going. We could get on here, have some drinks, have some coffee, have some cigars, have whatever you want. We can smoke a little bit, you know. Again, everybody, thank you. Thank you to everybody that's taking the time. Thank you. Continue to like, comment, subscribe. And I'll be posting every week as always. You know, I always have a lot to say. It's my gift and my curse. I just love to talk. I have some exciting real estate guests coming on because this market, there's a lot of things to talk about. There's a lot of things to go over. There's a lot of changes. And depending on what area you're in, I can speak for the Nashville area. The inventory's actually risen the last 3 months. So your interest rates going up never help, but some pockets of housing are going to be okay. All right, everybody. Thank you. I just wanted to check in, run some things by you, say a couple things, and say hi to everybody. Just check in. Love you guys. I appreciate everything that you do for me. Yeah. Appreciate all the love, all the support, and I will be back again. Love you guys. See you. Peace.
Yeah. Yeah. Hip hop and jazz. What? Jazz, hip hop, bond like fusion. Slow grooving sounds that get the crowd moving. So for your amusement, we come to play. A little Kenny G, a little Miles D, a little Sade. I get busy when I listen to Dizzy, yeah. And relax when I hear Coltrane on sax. In fact, I feel my loneliness with keys from Thelonious, yeah. Monk anytime, day or night, week or month. So don't try to front like it's something you don't want. It's jazz music, y'all. Yeah, it's jazz music.
We can play this group here all night long. It makes me wanna move my feet. I really love my jazz. Yeah. Wanna slay it with the hip hop beat.
Hip hop and jazz.
The rhythm's got me moving, grooving, what? All up, yeah. In this,
what?
Song.
Hip hop and jazz, what?
Add a little hip hop flavor. It makes me wanna listen to it all night long.
See, I'm not into fashion, but I like my Louis. Don't follow hoops, but I do follow Duke. Ellington, remember when music had soul? Bono wax seemed every track solid gold. You hold a firm place in my memory. I hear the strings ring, hear Ella sing, that's chemistry. Simply melodic, erotic to my temple. Complex tones made simple. It's jazz music.
I can play this groove here all night long, cause it makes me wanna move my feet. I really love my jazz when it's laid with the hip hop beat.
Hip hop and jazz.
The rhythm's got me moving, grooving all up in this song.
Yeah.
Add a little hip hop flavor, makes me wanna listen to it all night long.
Hip hop
makes me wanna.
I know you like Najee to come move your body. A time or two you forget, so I'm reminding you. Truth is, jazz is hip-hop's roots. If you need proof, you can listen to the loops. The fruits of labor, visions from jazz musicians. Created compositions for all ears to listen. I think of all the legends of jazz that passed. I know that heaven got one hell of a band. Yeah, it's jazz music.
I can play this groove here all night long, cause it makes me wanna move my feet. I really love my jazz.
Come on, I feel that jazz, y'all.
The rhythm's got me moving, grooving, all up in this song.
I feel that jazz, y'all.
Add a little hip hop flavor, makes me wanna listen to it all night long.
Yeah, it feel good, don't it?
They can play this groove here all night long.
Play it all night.
Check it out, check it out.
I really love my jazz when it's played with the hip hop beat. The rhythm's got me moving, grooving, all up in this song.
Hip hop and jazz.
Add a little hip hop flavor, makes me wanna listen to it all night long.
Jazz and hip hop.
They can play this groove here all night long.
Play it
makes
all
me wanna
night
make my thing.
Hip hop and jazz.
I really love my jazz when it's played with the hip hop beat.
They go together, it's like.
The rhythm's got me moving, grooving, all up in this song.
It feel good, don't it?
Add a little hip hop flavor, makes me wanna listen to it all night long.
Hip hop and jazz, they go together. They go together, it's like hip hop and jazz, yeah. Hip hop and jazz, yeah. Goes together, yeah. It goes together, it just goes together, yeah. It's jazz and hip hop, yeah, yeah. I feel that jazz, baby.
Makes me wanna groove.
Yeah. Hip hop and jazz.